Hello, my name's Tyler Beals. I'm a third-year emergency medicine resident in New York City. I want to talk about the VIP, the very important patient. We all know this one. This is the patient that comes to the ED with a cadre of people wearing suits who are apparently there to protect these individuals from the shitty, usual care that we give to the regular people. The ones who come along with some vague expectation of better care, faster care, more attentive care. These encounters usually start something like, "Hey Tyler, can you see the lady in the isolation room next?" "Yeah, sure. Does she look sick? Why is she in isolation?" "Oh no, she's a VIP. We're just keeping her out of Gen Pop. She's fine now, just felt a little dizzy earlier today. I told her we'd be able to get her home quickly after a quick head CT scan of her head." "Oh, good. Thank you for your assessment, hospital administrator." I walk into the room and the lady says, "That nice man in the suit told me you're gonna get my CT scan ordered right away." And these encounters often don't feel complete or thoroughly thought out. They're often rushed, under or over tested. Sometimes they're sent in with essentially pre-made plans with other services and are taken out of the ED with less observation, broken protocols, etc. On my first overnight call in the cardiac ICU, the fellow calls me and gives me a heads up about a VIP coming up from the ED. This one is an attending in the hospital. He'd had a vasovagal episode, bruised some arthritic joints from falling. Doesn't really need an ICU bed, but they want him to have a private room. My fellow says, "Just give him what he wants, keep him comfortable." I walk into his room and recognize Dr. Jones as an attending who I've consulted in the past, not his real name. As I go to introduce myself, I feel myself slipping out of my usual doctor role a little bit. Not only is this a VIP, he's one of my superiors in the hospital. I find myself talking to him more as a resident to attending than doctor to patient. My history and physical aren't as thorough as they should be because I guess I'm thinking I might make him feel uncomfortable being examined by a resident. And I don't approach his care with the same meticulousness that I would with other patients. "Can I get you something for your pain, Dr. Jones?" "Yes." "Dilaudid." Okay. "What dose?" 1 milligram Q4 hours PRN should be fine." Did I mention that Dr. Jones is a pain management specialist? I go out to the computer and check his ED med administration. He'd had 2 Percocets and 1 milligram Dilaudid there. I figured he seemed to be handling that okay. I also figure he's a pain doctor. He knows what he needs. So I put in the order and go to sleep. A few hours later, my phone wakes me up. A mildly concerned sounding nurse says, Hi, Dr. Beals. Dr. Jones in room 5 has a low O2 sat. I put on a non-rebreather, but I can't get it above 85. Shit. I go running to the room. I find Dr. Jones with about 6 sonorous respirations per minute. He's completely unresponsive to pain. I'm rubbing his sternum raw and getting nothing. His O2 sat is in the low 80s on non-rebreather. So it's about this time when I'm pushing a second nasal trumpet into my attending, reaching for a BVM and calling for Narcan, that I'm thinking VIP care really isn't what people want it to be. After a few small aliquots of Narcan, Dr. Jones started breathing again. He wakes up, but I have to spend the next hour at his bedside talking him through a hypercapnic delirious state. And the next day, I have a great time explaining this one to his spouse, who is also a physician. Fortunately, no long-term harm came out of this case, but I did take away some long-term lessons. And it might sound cheesy, but all of my patients are very important. I do the best that I can to care for all of my patients, regardless of who they are outside of our doctor-patient relationship. Deviating from the usual care that I give to the regular people is never going to be a favor to anyone. Thank you.